สวัสดีครับผมชื่อนาทียินดีต้อนรับสู่พอดแคสต์นายนาทีวันนี้ผมจะมาสรุปและรีวิวหนังสือเล่มนี้ The Secret Thoughts of Successful Women is a Fiction Self-Help and Psychology Book by Valerie Young that examines imposter syndrome, a pattern in which capable people doubt their own competence and fear being exposed as frauds. Book is best known for explaining why these feelings often persist even when there is clear evidence of achievement. Why they can become especially intense in high-performing environments.Rather than treating self-doubt as a simple confidence problem. Young frames it as a predictable mindset shaped by unrealistic standards, perfectionism, and distorted ideas about what competence should look like. Book is written for readers who achieve a great deal, yet still feel undeserving of their results. Its purpose is practical as well as analytical, offering language categories, strategies that help readers recognize their patterns, rethink their self-judgment, and respond to success with more realism and less fear.ผมจะนำเสนอประเด็นสำคัญจากหนังสือเล่มนี้ให้คุณประเด็นแรก Imposter Syndrome as a Pattern of Self-Doubt Not Evidence of Weakness A central idea in the book is that Imposter Syndrome is not the same as actual incompetence Valerie Young shows that many highly capable people feel fraudulent precisely because they care about performance and evaluate themselves too harshly Their discomfort often grows from the gap between outward success and inward interpretationwhere accomplishments are mentally discounted, timing or help from others. This distinction matters because it changes the problem from can I really do this to why do I keep refusing to credit what I have done? Book argues that the experience is common among strong performers, especially in competitive academic and professional settings, where the pressure to appear fully confident can intensify private doubt. By naming the pattern, Young makes it easier to see self-criticism as a habit of interpretation rather than a neutral fact.That shift is one of the book's most useful contributions because it gives readers a framework for understanding why reassurance alone often does not resolve the feeling. ประเด็น 2. The five imposter types and the rigid rules behind them. One of the book's most recognizable frameworks is its classification of five imposter type perfectionist, expert, natural genius, soloist, and superhuman. These are not personality labels in a clinical sense but patterns of self-expectation. Each type follows an extreme internal ruleabout what competence must look like, the perfectionist believes that anything less than flawless work means failure. The expert assumes real competence means knowing everything before starting. The natural genius expects tasks to feel easy on the first try. Soloist feels that needing help is proof of inadequacy. The superhuman tries to excel in every role at once. Value of this model is practical because it helps readers identify the specific logic driving their self-doubt. Instead of fighting a vague feeling of insecurity,they can observe the exact rule they are using against themselves. That makes the problem more visible and therefore more manageable. Book's emphasis on pattern recognition also prevents readers from treating imposter feelings as mysterious or personal defects, and instead shows how they emerge from distorted standards of competence. Then 3. Competence extremism and the all-or-nothing way people judge ability. Young's concept of competence extremism is one of the book's most important analytical tools.Describes the tendency to evaluate ability in absolutes, as though competence can only mean brilliance at one end of the scale and failure at the other. In that mindset, ordinary uncertainty, learning, and inconsistency are interpreted as evidence of inadequacy. Book argues that this black and white thinking is what keeps imposter feelings alive. A person may perform well, but if they are not exceptional every moment, they assume they are falling short.Young's intervention is to replace that harsh binary with a more realistic understanding of human performance, which naturally includes strong days, average days, periods of confusion. This matters because many capable people are not failing in any objective sense, but are using impossible standards to judge themselves. By reframing competence as something broader than constant perfection, the book challenges the emotional logic that turns normal variation into self-condemnation.This is one reason the book remains useful in professional settings, where performance pressure often makes people overread ordinary mistakes. ประเด็น 4. How imposter feelings distort achievement, feedback, and career behavior. The book does not treat imposter syndrome as only an internal feeling, because it also shapes behavior in ways that can limit career growth. Young explains that people who doubt their legitimacy may overprepare, procrastinate, avoid visibility.Minimize their contributions or refuse opportunities that seem to require greater authority. They may also interpret criticism too literally and treat normal feedback as confirmation of hidden inadequacy. This behavioral dimension is important because imposter syndrome can become self-reinforcing the more someone hides their abilities or avoids risk. Less evidence they gather that they are capable of handling challenge. Book also suggests that overwork and perfectionism are often defense strategies rather than signs of genuine confidence. That insight helps explain why seemingly successful people can still feel exhausted and insecure. Young practical value lies in connecting thought patterns to professional habits, showing that self-doubt is not merely private suffering, but a force that can shape decision-making, leadership, and long-term development. Book is especially relevant for readers who recognize that their fears are affecting how they show up at work. A practical reframe that treats self-doubt as manageable rather than permanent. Although the book is diagnostic in tone, it is ultimately action-oriented. Young does not promise that imposter feelings disappear permanently, but she does argue that they can be managed by changing how people interpret competence and success. Her approach emphasizes taking ownership of achievements, accepting that help and learning are normal parts of growth, and reducing the pressure to perform flawlessly at all times. Book also encourages readers to notice when they dismiss success too quickly and to replace that habit with a more balanced appraisal of their skills. This practical focus distinguishes the book from purely theoretical discussions of confidence because it gives readers a vocabulary for self-correction. Goal is not inflated self-esteem, but a steadier and more accurate sense of capability. That difference matters because the book is not readers to fake certainty. It's asking them to stop using distorted standards that make competence feel inaccessible. In that sense, the book is less about becoming fearless than about learning to function without letting fear define reality. โดยสรุป, this book is most useful for working women, students, leaders, and high-achieving readers who often downplay their own competence or feel anxious about being exposed as less capable than others believe. It is also relevant for men and for anyone who recognizes perfectionism over preparation or chronic self-criticism in their own habits. Main benefit of the book is that it gives readers a clear language for a feeling that is often confusing and isolating. Instead of treating self-doubt as a personal flaw, it presents imposter syndrome as a recognizable pattern with identifiable rules and predictable consequences. That makes the material useful both intellectually and practically. Compared with many confidence books, this one stands out because it is
not built around vague encouragement.
It offers a sharper framework, especially through the five imposter types and the idea of competence extremism, which helps readers see how their own standards may be distorting reality. It is a strong choice for readers who want a thoughtful, structured explanation of why capable people still feel inadequate and what they can do about it in real life. คุณต้องการสนับสนุน Valerie Young? คุณสามารถซื้อหนังสือผ่านลิงก์ Amazon, Shopee, Lazada, TikTok ที่ผมให้ไว้ในคำอธิบาย podcast. หลังจากอ่านแล้วอย่าลืมบอกความคิดเห็นของคุณและแชร์มุมมองของคุณแล้วพบกันใหม่